you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Good morning. February the 22nd. Is that right, Bad Bob?
That's what the computer says. 7:06
in the morning, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Big day, it's Friday. Hey, Friday! Then this weekend. And then two more working days until Monday. I hope everybody's doing well. We've got a lot of things going on today. We're going to be talking about a couple of organizations here, and we're going to be talking, it's Black History Month, so we've got Eddie McAllister in here. We're going to be talking Black History Month and events surrounding that, this month. And we've got a lot of things to talk about today. You know, for one thing, you know, yesterday we were talking about Parsons, Elementary School doing a salute to the veterans. And it was a huge success. We had people down there talking to some of the veterans, but a huge success. Place was packed, as it should be. And again, a big shout-out to the people at Parsons and for doing such a great job and for remembering veterans, you know, including, Principal Cheryl Olson played a big part in this, as did their, the rest of the school. The kids were such a great thing. They said Abraham Lincoln was walking around yesterday. That was, I would like to see that. Okay, you know, we're going to start off our show, as we do every day, with our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Happy Friday. The major averages are positive this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 48 points at 13,929. The S&P 500 is up 5 points at 1508, and the Nasdaq Composite is positive 16 points at 3,148. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Hewlett-Packard up $1.37 at $18.47, Bank of America positive 8 cents at $11.50, AIG up $1.57 at $38.85. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Costco off 4 cents at $100.63 per share, Walmart positive 8 cents at $70.34, Safeway up 9 cents at $23.05. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.99%. For commodities, gold is down $4.80 an ounce at $1,575, silver off 20 cents at $28, crude oil down 15 cents trading at $92 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, happy Friday to you, too. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, we have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 and ask them what's going on around there, around in investment world, or head on down to Park Marina Drive. Stop by and say hello. They're going to give you the best advice that's possible. Okay, weather. Bad Bomb.
40 degrees right now in Reading, and as we look throughout the day, 67 for a high under mostly sunny skies. Cloudy tonight, possibility of a few showers, a low of 41, then back to sunshine with some clouds here and there, high of 61 for tomorrow. Once again, 40 degrees in Reading, and the report is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, pizza on Thursday, music on the weekends, sporting clays, horseback rides, great, great meals. Superb atmosphere, and the service is just like second to none. And Anselmo Vineyards, give them a call at 474-5546. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come on back. And, we got like my 12 things to hit today before we get into, a couple other things we want to do. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State. We'll be right back.
Some Jefferson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Laura Bush is the wife of former President George W. Bush and is one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush authored the best-selling memoir, Spoken from the Heart, and post-administration commentators and readers of her autobiographical book have found that the former First Lady definitely has a mind of her own and supports a number of progressive positions. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at this event. Get your tickets now at readingcivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to readingcivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Carl Lundebaugh. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. I was waiting for that. I was waiting for it to come. You know, God, and this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. Great prices. People there are so friendly to everybody. Veterans get discounts throughout the store. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. And, of course, they have supported our community for over 30 years. Joe and Shelley have. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, Bad Bob.
Yes, yeah, sir.
You ever heard of the brown snake when you were in the Navy?
Can't say as I've heard of snipes. I've heard of various brown bats, snake. Various other
okay,
critters.
Now here's just another example of government getting in and helping. The brown snake came to Guam sometime after World War II. It hitched a ride on a boat or a plane or something, and there is no natural enemies for the brown snake. So the brown snake has completely has caused native birds in Guam to become extinct.
Mm.
And, I mean, they have no enemies. They're, nocturnal. They go up and they just wiped out the bird population. Well, now they're biting people. They're crawling into electrical, the power poles and blowing out electricity. They have over 2 million of these snakes on the island of Guam. Think about that.
Do they have a legislature?
And they can't do anything about it. Well, now Hawaii is in it because Hawaii is afraid that, you know what? The brown snakes, they could be coming to Hawaii, and you know, Hawaii doesn't have snakes. And they have this really strict embargo on any type of snake. So this is what we're doing. You ready? The government is now airdropping dead mice over Guam in the jungles. And the dead mice are laced with painkillers. that will kill the brown snake. The painkiller is a form of Tylenol. It's not Tylenol, but it's a form of Tylenol because these snakes, where it won't hurt a person or a human or other animals, the brown snake does not like this and it kills them. They also, the brown snake doesn't need to kill its own food. It'll just eat anything out there. That's why they're dropping dead mice. Well, I know you're just asking the question. Well, what keeps the mice from falling all the way to the ground and being eaten by another animal? Ask me that question.
Why don't the mice fall all the way to the ground?
Okay, you see, they're dropping them out of these helicopters one by one. I mean, I know. I'm not making this up. Somebody's getting paid.
They put
a streamer on the mouse's tail, which slows it down, and so when it hits the trees, it stays there.
You can't make this stuff up.
I promise you, this is true. So this is their way of taking on the brown snakes.
Your tax dollars.
Your tax dollars at work.
Oh, dear.
Okay. I almost hate to introduce the next two gentlemen because they truly are gentlemen after following that story. But Paul Poling and John Schlintz.
That's right.
Hey, how about that? That was good. From SIRS, which is Sons in Retirement.
That's it. Exactly.
Isn't there another, is there S on this? SIRS?
No, just no, SIRS no, because no. There are 18,000 SIRS from Bakersfield to Mount Shasta. And we happen to be the branch in Reading, and we have 190 members. And John is our Big Sir this year. And part of the report
initiated, the Big Sir would be like the president.
Yeah,
the Big Sir. Okay, what is Sir? Sons in Retirement. What is that?
It's a basically a social club where men get together and get
obviously
involved
retired.
In
obviously retired men.
Yes, that's correct. You have to be retired. That's the only requirement of the organization.
And you can't be a girl.
That's another requirement, as a matter of fact. There's two now. I've got to be careful. You're going to come up with a whole bunch more, aren't you?
Well.
But at any rate.
Well, the last meeting I went to, it appears that everybody has to be able to drink, too.
Really?
Just kidding. We've been there one time for a lunch, and Linda, y'all invited Linda and I, and that's the first time we heard of Sir. And what a great group of people you all are. I mean, polite, asking great questions. Nobody wanted to talk to me. Y'all wanted to talk to Linda, which is not unusual. I mean, because that's the story of my life. Mm-hmm. But how long has Sir been in existence?
This is our 27th year in Reading. And, you know, the amazing thing is our original Big Sir, who had to be retired 27 years ago, is still a member.
Yeah.
So SIRS is good for your longevity. Our guys range from 50 to 90 in the 90s.
You mean there's people out there that retire in their 50 when they're 50 years old?
Well, you know, if they're a public employee or
something. Or if you've got that contract dropping snakes in Guam, dropping mice in Guam.
I hated to say that because my last 20 years were spent as a junior high school principal.
Oh, okay. So. All right, Sons in Retirement. We are retired men who enjoy our leisure time with friends and activities. We meet for a lunch meeting on the third Wednesday of the month, and we're pleased to have you join. Is that your message today?
Well, basically, if you're a transplant to Reading, like most of us, or a lot of us are anyway, you come up here and you don't know anybody. You join SIRS. It's a bunch of people that have the same interests as you do. And when you get up here, you come to a meeting. We buy your lunch the first time. And you get to meet people. And we play golf. We have an 18-hole and a 9-hole golf that play twice a month. We play, the 18-holers play all over the North State from Chico to Mount Shasta.
We have a dine-out group and
a fishing group. We have a group. We have a couple of guys that are, one is still active as a pro bass fisherman. And we have a fishing meeting once a week. And I'll tell you, I took up fishing.
So this is just everybody. You all are just guys that are retired and you're hanging around with other guys that are retired. Cause you have time.
Right.
You have time to fish. You have time to play golf. Do your wives enjoy this?
Yeah, they get us out of the house.
That's what I was thinking.
I think they're really happy on the third Wednesday of the month. That's a special time for them.
So how do people get a hold of y'all?
They can get a hold of us by calling. Let me give you a number. The number is 224-8722.
I think you better repeat that because that went by quickly.
224-8722. That's our recorded message. And we meet as John said, the third Wednesday of the month at 11 o'clock at the Elks Lodge.
So we've missed this one.
You missed it this month.
You missed it.
But you can come in March.
I can't come anyway. I'm not retired.
No, but you can come as a speaker. We're going to have to get you back in again.
Love to do that.
And Linda's around on Wednesday, so we can get her.
Linda will bring me, and then she can talk to y'all, and I'll just sit over the side and drink iced tea.
If you guys have ever met Carl and Linda, Linda's a lot better for a bunch of old guys to look at than Carl.
Okay, you guys are finished. Let's go to break. Get out of here. No. Okay, is there anything else here? I mean, you just want to let everybody know about it, right?
The
more folks we get involved, the more activities that we can add. We also have a computer group, a group of guys that learns about computers.
And you know what? Everybody's, you know, that we met that day are very pleasant.
Yeah.
And you know what? Everybody's, it's a very pleasant group to be around. And we had a good time that day.
Just yesterday we had, Wednesday actually, we had two or three men come down from Shasta. We have a branch up in Shasta. Uh-huh. And, they brought with them a gentleman, 93-year-old gentleman, and he's moved to Reading and, needed a ride to come to the meetings. And, I was a little concerned, you know, whether or not someone would happen to live right in that area and be willing to pick him up each month. But when I mentioned it, instantly, one of the guys jumped up and said, I'll bring him.
Oh, there
and,
you go.
It's the kind of group where guys like to help one another. And
Tell them what you're doing for our May meeting.
In May, we're going to have the Foothill High School Jazz Band there to present. Usually we have a speaker from the community, but this time, we're going to have the jazz band, and they're a great group led by Mitch Barr, and going to be good to hear.
You know, one you need to look at, too, is the little jazz group they have out there at the School of the Arts. They're little kids.
Oh, yeah.
But they are so good. You need to have them in, too. I think you'd enjoy them. Anyway, Paul Poyne and John Schlintz.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. Give us that number one more time.
The number is... somewhere I'll find it.
Well, thanks a lot. While he's looking for the number, thanks a lot for giving us the opportunity to come in and share about
it's a good club, you know what, and it's for retired people, retired men to get out and keep
it's
each
strictly
other active.
Strictly right. Social. Yeah. The number is 224-8722. 224-8722.
Sirs.
And
Sons in retirement. Got it.
And we thank you very much for having us on. It's great that you do stuff for the community like this. And
that's our community. That's why. It strengthens our community is the way we look at it.
We're just like the military. We need a few good men.
All right. We're going to take a break here, Carl. Carl in the butt. KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices. Boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' crowd fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest U.S. Big Game Taxidermy, featuring big game animal mounts. Hunters bring in your horns to be officially scored at Northwest Display in Trinity Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, houseboat giveaways, splash dog competition, backcountry horsemen, Gunner the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone. March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the 27th Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KHSL CBS 12 and KNBN NBC 24, North Valley Bank, Coors Light, and this radio station.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Bach, community radio for the North State. 530-605-4567. We only got about 3 minutes left in this break. So let's catch up on some things. Our allies, the Saudis. You ever heard of the Mutwa? That's their religious police. And I would ordinarily, you know, not know about them except when I've spent many years in the Middle East. And I know about these guys. And they're the Saudis' religious police. Are they official? Well, they're pretty official. And they walk around looking for transgressions. Well, they broke in on a religious ceremony this week where there were 53 Ethiopian Christians praying. They're having a religious service. They came in and arrested every one of them. What for? Because they were practicing Christianity. And I've seen these mutuas before, and I've seen them do things like, they will find, you know, like, a Westerner will be out there, and a woman who's maybe not covered, has her head covered. They'll come up with these sticks and start tapping them. They've gone into embassies where people were having a party there inside the embassy, the homes in the embassies. They've come out there and beat on doors and all this. You cannot drink alcohol, you know. All this.
I mean, we're
this
is giving inside, these clowns
inside,
money.
You know, inside the embassies, you know, the homes of the people living in the embassies.
That would be an invasion of sovereign soil. Well, if I read the contract.
You know, frankly, they don't care. So this is when you start talking about reasonableness and, you know, getting along with this, there's people out there that they don't want you to practice Christianity. There's tenets in the Muslim community. There's people in the Muslim community that don't believe in freedom of religion. They believe in freedom of their religion, and that's it. So I just thought that, found that interesting, scary, but interesting. Hey, if you, you want to make a good investment these days? Guns and ammo. I tell you what, guns and ammo, if you want to invest money and just hang on to it for a while, try and buy ammunition in the United States. Clear across the country in Charlotte, North Carolina, the country's largest gun store.
KCNR.
The cost of 22 ammunition. Now, this 22 ammunition everybody uses for target shooting, plinking, all these kind of things. Just going out, it's because it's cheap. The cost of 500 rounds has doubled to $50. It was like $22. It's gone up to $50. We'll talk more about that, drones, and a few other things when we return. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are bouncing back after 2 days of losses at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow's up about 50 points. Meanwhile, Zynga shares are on the rise after Nevada legalized online gambling. Zynga filed for an online gambling license in the state back in December. J.M. Smucker is announcing the Jif peanut butter plant in Lexington, Kentucky will be getting more than $43 million in upgrades, keeping 279 jobs. Smucker was given preliminary approval for tax incentives up to $2 million to encourage the investment. The planned upgrades include machinery and equipment while expanding product lines to meet increased demand. And Discover CEO David Nelm saw a more than 28% drop in his paycheck last year due to lower stock awards. According to Discover's annual proxy filed with the SEC, Nelms received nearly $10 million in compensation. That's down from the nearly $14 million he received the year before. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your wages being garnished, or are they about to be? The IRS is ramping up their collection efforts. The audit rate today is 100% higher than it was in 2000, but Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Laura Bush is the wife of former President George W. Bush and is one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush authored the best-selling memoir, Spoken from the Heart, and post-administration commentators and readers of her autobiographical book have found that the former First Lady definitely has a mind of her own and supports a number of progressive positions. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at this event. Get your tickets now at readingcivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to readingcivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Carl and the Bot. It is 7:34 in the morning, February the 22nd. 530-605-4567 is our number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Lots of stuff going on, but let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
You're live.
Thank you. I
just had cataract surgery yesterday, and I see better than I have when I was a kid. It's amazing.
You did. So wow, that's, you know what? When my, I've known other people that when they had cataract surgery, because usually what the surgeons will do, the ophthalmologists will do is wait till it's, you know, it's bad enough that when they do it, it does. It seems like it's a miracle and you can see, you know, perfectly.
It is. I just can't believe it. But two quick things. Number one, on the Sunday show, we reviewed the movie Skyfall, and everyone agreed that you need to play the next James Bond.
I think you're absolutely right. I think it's going to be called an older but wiser Bond.
Yes, it's going to be something like that.
Something like that.
Yes. And we'd like you to ask all your listeners. They may want to tune in on Sunday because we're having a very special guest who went to prison for murder and then was overturned by the appeals court. So it's going to be a fascinating story.
You know what? I think that he's innocent then. He said he's been innocent the whole time. And
that's correct.
And the appeals court agreed with him, and they obviously released him. Is he being retried?
I'm not sure yet. We're going to find out all the details and what's really happening.
Great.
And let's find out what life is really like for us common people in prison.
Yeah, that'd be nice to know. Okay.
Anyway, so.
You know what? That's
all right, James. All right, James.
We'll be there. We'll be there listening.
Thank you.
As usual. Don Shulman, Judy Maxwell. Great show on Sundays from 10 to noon right here on KCNR 1460. All right. Day of Resistance. What do you think that might have something to do with? Day of Resistance is going to be a resistance against the gun grab. It's going to be on February 23rd. American people will stand together in defiance to protect the right that protects all of our rights, the Second Amendment. Groups are going to organize locally, so they're going to band together neighbor to neighbor. So this is going on tomorrow. We're going to, you know, if anybody's out there has got, something that they are, going to be doing with this, we got a message that said that there was going to be a day resistance tomorrow. But we didn't get any more of the particulars than that. So if anybody is involved in this, please give us a call and tell us what it is and where it's going to be and, you know, locations, the whole shooting match. Okay. Yesterday, Bob, we were talking about, and I'm prepared to take this one on out a little bit longer. Facebook. Mm-hmm. And all the problems you have in Facebook, that people are having that, and I just saw a show on home protection last night. And one of the things they talked about, and the whole show was devoted to social media. Mm-hmm. And of course they give the part where two thugs are sitting in a internet cafe. One of them's got a computer and he says, "Hey, look, the girl that works over at so-and-so, yeah, she's going to be home alone all weekend."
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that? Well, I looked at, you know, there she is on Facebook. So I looked up her friends and her parents were there. She lives with her parents and her parents are leaving today. So she said that, she's going to curl up alone all weekend with a good book.
It gets scarier, Carl. Whenever you take a picture with a cell phone or a digital camera that has GPS capability, unless you have turned the location services off, the precise location where you took that picture is embedded in the photograph.
And which is why the military tell their people, turn that part off in your phone if you're going to do that, because you can track people. Is this true? You can track them all over the country if they take pictures or, but it's not only that, but if they have the GPS location on in their phone, they can be tracked anyway because they're, aren't they being triangulated all the time?
The phone checks in, yes. And there are applications that, because, you know, mapping and when you turn on Facebook, it checks your location either via cell tower triangulation or GPS.
On Facebook?
Yes. Any number of applications.
Okay, that's on the phone itself though.
Yes.
But on Facebook, what they were trying to say here, and it made a lot of sense was, you give out so much information. You've got photos of yourself. You've got photos of your house. You're telling people you're out of town in this case, the parents were out of town. And what these guys did went over and knocked on the door with the pizza thing. Hey, we got a pizza here. Well, as you can imagine, these don't, you know, if, it doesn't turn out real good, but it wasn't a, I mean, it wasn't one of those things where, you know, it's, they just wanted to show the problems with people in social media and Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
and how it, how you've let people into your lives. You know, I don't know about the listeners, but when I go on Facebook maybe once a day, maybe twice, you know, after we put on what, who's going to be on the show and all that, I am just astounded at the things I see on there from people. That the things they're doing, the places they're going, where they've been, where they're going that weekend, which tells anybody, if they just want to look for them, that their house is empty, that the, look at our new computer and all this stuff. It just seems like it's a shopping center for bad people. And how do you, and Bob, how do you do this? I mean, how do you keep this? I know you're having shows on this.
Well, we're going to be covering this a little bit more.
Okay. And you're on, in Boomer Tech?
Yes.
All right. But, just give me an idea. I mean, do you just, in this case, they said, don't put in the things you're doing. You can put them in afterwards.
Yes.
And that don't give people your day-to-day routine and other spots.
Make sure that your posts are set to your friends only. You can actually pick a list of people you will share this stuff with. You can make sure you turn off public access to your account. If you're really,
How do you do that? How do you turn off public
they
access?
They do not make it easy. If you look that, there's some information on the web that's available. Facebook has not made it easy, and Mark Zuckerberg has publicly stated that people shouldn't have, you know, everything should be public. Well, Mr. Zuckerberg, I beg differ. You can afford security guards, you know, 24/7.
Which he probably has. Okay, we're going to take a break here, but, you know, the questions I'm having here is that how much of my life is on Facebook, even though I don't put things in there. I have like 97 pictures in Facebook that I have not put one photo in there. How do people put photos into my Facebook? We'll talk about that when we get back.
Yes, there you go.
Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Social media dangerous? I think so. We'll be right back.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Lighty with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA-certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff's departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner at the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Carl Bach Community Radio for the North State. And I love the song, Would I Lie to You? No, I wouldn't lie to you. I never let the truth get in the way of a good story, but I would never lie to you, all right? 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From a small chip to cracks up to 24 inches long, Jeff can do that. He can fix it, and he guarantees his work. Give him a call at 530-241-8373. That's 241-8373. Or head on down to 3280 Market Street right here in Reading. Now, he guarantees his work. I had a 12-inch crack in my windshield in my F-150. He fixed it now, what, 3 years ago? Can't see it. 3 years. Think about that. That's Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. All right. Now, before we get back into Facebook and the things that it can do to you and a couple other stuff I want to talk about, let's go to Terry. He's on the line. Terry, good morning.
How you doing, Carl? Hey, Bob. How you guys doing?
We're peachy.
Hey, we had a great meeting last night in Corning. Doug LaMalfa was speaking and answered some very pointed questions.
What about, I know one of the questions that people were talking about was what's the latest on Benghazi, even though that the Democrats would love to put it in the, you know, put it in the backseat, as Hillary said during the meetings, during the hearings. You know what difference does it make now?
Well, you know, the main thing about that is one of the people that asked that question about Benghazi asked Senator LaMalfa, or Senator, Congressman LaMalfa, if in fact they were still trying to sweep it under the rug, and he said, no, it's not a rug, it's a magic carpet. They think it's really going to go away, but we're not going to let up on it.
Well, that's good to hear. You know, I would just like to be able to think that four people, including our ambassador that's murdered over there, that somebody is going to, I mean, you know, that something, you know, comes out of it. You know, that we're just hearing now is that they didn't even wake up. The president, according to them, according to Panetta, didn't think it was important enough to wake up the president and tell him they were under attack and the ambassador had been killed.
You know, the one thing about last night, and that was a point that was even brought up by the congressman. You know, the thing that was great about that is it's really refreshing to have a guy stand up there, an elected official, and answer the darn question. Every question that was posed to him, he answered. He didn't waffle. He didn't dance around it. He answered the questions. To be honest with you, whether you're a Doug LaMalfa fan or not, the guy will answer your question. And it was great. We had a packed house. He's going to be here on the 25th of March. We're going to have him over at Destiny Fellowship Church. We're inviting the town of Reading to come. And I mean, the questions that were asked were great. On the sequester, hey, he's going to put the poop in the president's pocket, basically, because it's something to where let it happen. I mean, it was very pointed. It was amazing his answers on Agenda 21. It was amazing.
Wait a minute. Wait. Let's go,
he talked,
Terry,
about how 232 of our representatives back there are standing together, and they're sort of standing in the pass against Xerxes' army.
Hey, Terry.
It was great.
Terry, take a breath.
Here. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear you on your end, Carl. I'm sorry.
You can't hear me?
No, you're cutting in and out. I'm really sorry if I interrupted you there.
No, I was trying to interrupt you.
Oh, he's on a speakerphone.
Okay, what I was going to say is when you talked about sequestration, you know, I was quite concerned about sequestration because of the amount of, I mean, jobs that would be lost laying off all these people, but it appears that it's really a very small percentage of the, of our yearly budget is going to be cut. Is that true?
Yes, very small. It would be like, you know, something like a penny out of $100.
They're going to play it up as big as they can, shut down the monuments like the Washington Monument and all that. But the things that and this has happened before when they've run out of money and they couldn't pass the budget is they go into that they shut down parts of the government. Now, frankly, I'm not sure if that's a bad idea.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure it's a bad idea either, and I think
I don't think the IRS will be
going to agree with you.
Well, anyway, okay. Well, that's good. So he's going to be here on March 25th.
Yes, sir. And I'll next time I call him, I'll try to get a phone to where I can hear.
Well, you're doing okay now. All right, hey Terry, thanks for the heads up, and it sounds like it was a big success. And you know, there's one thing about all of our elected representatives that, and especially now, that Congressman LaMalfa is there. You can get a hold of him. Jim Nielsen is there. And I'm thinking that Ted Gaines also, you know, cause I called his office and they're all hot to get on the show. And, you know, Brian Daly, the same thing, you know, our elected officials, you know, it seems like it's easier to get a hold of Doug LaMalfa than it is one of our supervisors sometimes. So,
yeah,
you know, I mean, just it was sometimes. Anyway, okay. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that it came out well, and I'm looking forward to the congressman coming back to Reading.
All right, and remember, things do happen in Reading, Carl. That's for sure. A lot of things start here, and Reading is really starting to get on the map as far as the United States go.
Well, as it is, from what I understand too, is that there's going to be an article in the paper about Shasta County buys more guns than any, you know, per capita than any other county in California.
That's absolutely true.
Kind of like that too. All right. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Okay. Hey, we're going to you know, I found out though, that, you know, when, the sheriff was talking about that the other day, Bad Bob, that it's been like 2 or 3 years in a row. It's not just,
not this year.
It's
not a blip.
Yeah, no, that wasn't a blip. This has been going on. But you think about it. You've got up here, you've got places to shoot and go out and hunt, and people are raised like that. You know, a liberal Democrat in Shasta County owns 4 or 5 guns.
Yep.
I mean, it's so, yeah, I don't think that's unusual. Anyway, all right, we'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. We'll be right back.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Carl Bott. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. If it has anything to do with heating and cooling, Alliance can make it work for you. They put, you know what, and Bad Bob's used them. They've been over to our place. Everybody we've talked to, Alliance does great work. Give them a call at 530-221-2642 or go to their website, homecomfort.org. Been in the business since 1992. They're locally owned and operated out of here. Great people there. Okay, Bad Bob. We'd finished up, I think, on Facebook. How do you protect yourself?
Well, you have to go into your privacy settings, and you go into what's basically called your control panel in Facebook. And the thing that irritates a lot of people, myself included, about Facebook is that by default, when you sign up, all this stuff is turned on to share every word, every picture, everything with the entire world. In other words, you have to opt out. You are automatically opted into sharing all this stuff. And that has, especially European privacy advocates, where their laws are much more restrictive, that has them just incensed. And people, we're being too complacent about this because it is allowing not only nefarious activities to burrow in, but it's being used by employers. It's being used as, by investigators. It's information that a lot of little dots are being connected about people, many of which really are conclusions drawn by a computer program, and you could find yourself under investigation for a casual word here and there, and that's an Orwellian thing.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that if you look at your Facebook page, all of a sudden there's these little ads on the right-hand side.
Yes.
That kind of cater to what you're thinking, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Google does that all the time.
Well, yeah, Google, yeah, well. Anyway, but I was thinking about that, and I thought, well, and then somebody was telling us, and I've got Mark Kent. He said, you know, I just wanted to check this thing out. And Mark puts down certain words, Second Amendment, Patriot. He gets thousands of responses. Thousands of responses. 1,700 new friends in a week. And that's a lot of people out
yes,
there.
Yes, it is. Well, one of the things that happens, you can control who sees your timeline. If you don't have some controls on it, again,
how do you do that?
Everyone can see it. Well, again, you go into your privacy settings. There's a great, if you Google, up-to-date guide to managing your Facebook privacy, you get step-by-step instructions on how to turn these things off, because it is, by design, a very convoluted process. You can go in and lock down your information. The ultimate option, of course, is don't do Facebook, but that's kind of asking, like, people don't drive cars anymore.
Okay, so if I, if I just want to have certain people
you lock that down in your privacy
homepage.
Settings, yes.
Well, yeah, you're right. But how do you have to identify every one of them?
You build lists, just like you would build a mailing list for your email.
Okay, so that's how you do it.
Yeah.
So the 1,700 people that say they're my friend.
Right.
Probably is not going to work, huh?
Correct. And then you can do ads, apps, and websites. You can control what website, because when one of your friends likes, say, for instance, well, in the case of my wife, a friend of hers liked Macy's. All of a sudden, Macy's ads start showing up on Brenda's timeline, which just irritated the daylights out of her.
Okay. All right. They can be done. They don't make it easy.
They don't.
And then, like I said, I've got like 93 pictures on my site that anybody can look at that I have no idea, for the most part, how any of them got there. They say, oh, hey, you're tagged. What's tagging? If you're tagged, does it automatically go to your site?
Yes, yes. So, but you have to make sure you turn it off. That's one of the things. I, uh,
went and looked at, during the election, I went and looked at Romney's page, and I don't remember clicking like it, but it was a big button, and I may have casually bumped it. All of a sudden, I'm identified as a big Romney supporter, and actually got some flack from a few friends of mine that I was being very partisan in my Facebook, which I try not to be.
All right, we'll be right back.
You see how this stuff snowballs on you.
He does. Okay, when we come back, Eddie McAllister will be our guest, and we're going to be talking the Black History Month. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR, Shasta Redding, by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Oscar Pistorius sobbing as a judge announced he is granting bail for the Olympic star accused of murder. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen has more live.
Lisa, Oscar Pistorius has been ordered to surrender his passports and he'll have to report to a police station twice a week. But ultimately, he will now prepare for his trial from home rather than a cell. He admits killing his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, but insists he thought he was shooting a burglar. His family welcoming the bail decision.
Yes, we are relieved, but at the same time, we are in mourning for the death of Reva.
Pistorius' uncle Arnold, the magistrate ruling Pistorius, isn't likely to go on the run, Lisa.
Simon, the U.S. midsection dealing with a nasty winter storm for a second day. Hundreds of flights canceled just in Chicago, where Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live.
Almost 300 flights canceled in and out of O'Hare and Midway airports here in Chicago. The Kansas City and St. Louis airports, which were shut down yesterday, have reopened but are playing catch-up. This storm has hit several states, 17 inches in Hayes, Kansas, just over a foot in northern Oklahoma and south-central Nebraska. This Platte City, Missouri woman, worried she'd be trapped by unplowed farm roads, tried driving to a hotel.
And it just came, this deluge, all at once. And the hot interstates, it was wide out.
At least three deaths reported in crashes on slippery roads. Lisa?
Jennifer, the German foreign minister taking back comments earlier today that the U.S. plans to leave 8,000 to 12,000 troops in Afghanistan after combat withdrawal. He now says he was referring to an international force. Amid the ongoing gun control debate, there really has been a run on bullets.
When Walmart doesn't have any, it's pretty tough.
He's a gun owner in Oklahoma City where one pawn shop owner has come up with cash for bullets.
In the first 3 days, I had counted roughly 10,000 bullets purchased.
So he can resell them later. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So I'm doing fine. But she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
The bill pay shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill. Stall this bill. Pay this bill or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is. But you have so little time. IncomeAtHome22.com. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. IncomeAtHome22.com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years. So stop the bill pay shuffle. IncomeAtHome22.com.
New version of a best-selling breast cancer drug. The FDA approving what's really three drugs in one. The popular Herceptin combined with a powerful chemotherapy and a third chemical that keeps those two intact until they latch onto a cancer cell. Then the double shot of medication is released. The FDA approval is for about 20% of breast cancer patients who have a particular form of the disease. Some new looks for one of NASCAR's favorite events on Sunday. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami.
Lisa, Sunday will be the 55th time they've run the Daytona 500. Matt Kenseth was last year's winning driver.
Can't ever say it was a goal to win one because I never dreamed I would compete in one. But certainly once you're racing in them, that's a goal and a big accomplishment.
But this year we'll see some different things like Danica Patrick being the first woman to start the race from the pole and new car designs. The Generation 6 cars are lighter and faster. Driver Michael Waltrip's car will feature a fundraiser for Sandy Hook Elementary School, Lisa.
Eben, an unusual airstrike planned in Guam. They'll drop mice bombs, hoping to kill snakes.
Brown tree snakes hitched a ride to Guam on American military ships during World War II. Since then, they've eaten all the birds, they climb onto power poles and cause blackouts, they slither into homes and bite people. Officials in Hawaii fear that what happened in the movies could happen to them.
All those security scenarios we ran, we smack in the middle of one we didn't think of.
Snakes on a plane, which could then start eating their way through Hawaii. The possible solution? Dead mice, laced with the painkiller found in Tylenol. It can kill the snakes. Streamers will be attached to the mice to make sure they get hung up in the trees so the snakes can gobble them up. Steve Knight, Fox News Radio.
Wall Street right now, stocks are higher in the early going. The Dow's up about 50 points. Oil prices have been fluctuating lower for now, under $93 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Carl Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:05 on February 22nd. It's Friday. Yeah, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Okay, good morning. It's our, Friday, and we've got, today, it's gonna be a little bit different today after our show. We're gonna start a new Friday show. It's called Outside the Wire. Our guest is gonna be, hopefully, Dr. Orly Tase, who is the mother of the birther movement here in the United States, but also has a number of other, lawsuits and things that she has filed against, in suits and reports and everything that she has filed against President Obama administration. She's our guest today, and when we talk about Outside the Wire, it's just that we're going outside the comfort zone. We're talking about things that, that you hear around the water cooler, but mainly it's when you drive out there, you're not really quite sure what's going to happen. And we've got guests lined up over the next, 3 or 4 weeks that are, I promise you, you have not heard them on, any type of local radio shows before. Early days you have, but others that we've got, we're getting, you know, how your DNA is shifting because of planets and people like that, is the Pope under indictment by the world court? I mean, when you hear, you know, the things that come across in your email and you just go, oh. So we're going to go, try to go beyond that and talk to the people that are making that type of news. But as we do, oh, bad Bob.
Kind of stuff that gets spammed to your inbox.
Well, it's not really spam, but because when you see things like, okay, so something like this, the government just bought 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. Okay, why is that? You know, you talk to the people that are involved in this, and other people that say, "Well, what they're building camps and they're graduating people, teenagers to be the local, from FEMA that will take over your town and move you to a FEMA camp." I mean, where does that come from?
I don't know. It's in my inbox this morning among the titles. Tips for avoiding a drone attack.
I got that. Well, you know what? Yeah. But that's the main thing you do is try not to say that you're a member of Al Qaeda. That should be your first lesson. But I tell you what, let's start off our second hour of KCNR Free Fire Radio with our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan, and happy Friday to you.
Thank you. Good morning, Carl. The major averages remain in positive territory after an hour and a half of trading. Excuse me. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 50 points at 13,931. The S&P 500 is positive 5 points at 1507. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 12 points at 3,144. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Marvell Technology up 19 cents, trading at $9.66. Intel up 6 pennies at 2031. Aruba Networks, positive $4.14 at $24.94. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down 12 cents at $16.88. North Valley Bank up 3 cents at $16.75. Bank of Commerce, positive 4 pennies at $4.92. For commodities, gold is down $4.80 an ounce at $1,574. Silver's off 22 cents at 28 per ounce. Crude oil down 2 cents at $92 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday. Right here in KCNR. They've got the advice and the good common sense for investing. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive and say hello. Weather there, big guy.
Well, what we're going to see today is, as I bring this up on the computer, because I was looking for other things and the computer, of course, acting slow. Currently 43 degrees in Reading and mostly sunny today, a high of 67. Cloudy tonight, some showers, low of 41. And then sunshine again as we get into your weekend and a high of 61 degrees. This report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, Thursday night's pizza, handmade pizza, music, great dining, super atmosphere out there. And it's just beautiful when you go out there and sit on the veranda and have dinner. Brunches, lunches, the music, sporting clays, horseback riding, homegrown vegetables right out there, and they're finishing up their event center there. It's beautiful. That also is beautiful. It must be 80, 90, 100 people working out there at one time, and in Somos to, bring you just the best in dining and the ambiance out there. In Somo Vineyards, 474-5546. Let's take a quick break and let's, come back with the next surprise.
You know you make me wanna talk, kick my heels up and talk, throw my hands up and talk, throw my head back and talk, come on now, don't forget to say you will, don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now's the time to check on what you're paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, it's Friday, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. 530-605-4567 is our number. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. Head on down and visit Crown Motors, your Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Neighbors making great deals for you. They've got every type of car, SUV, and truck you could possibly want. New, previously owned, they've got them. They take great pride in the vehicles they sell and their service department, which is second to none. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Reading Crown Motors. Well, you know, as our guest is just kind of settling down in here, we'll talk about, Eddie McAllister has joined us today. And, like I said, he's settling in. You know, but one of the things, that we, do you have those, 22,
Yes.
Okay. How do you avoid a drone attack?
Well, it's an interesting article, and of course a little, anything that comes off of a website called Government Slaves, of course you have to kind of look at twice anyway, but,
or four times. Most of these
things talk about disrupting or interfering with the radio controlled links. Any device that is operated by radio remote control can be jammed, if you can't actually take it over, by getting into the protocols that control it, you can at the very least block the radio signal because it's a radio signal and any, it's almost
what if you wear tin foil on your head?
I don't think the tin foil on the head will work. One of the things they talk about is putting reflective pieces of glass that would interfere with the optical pickups on the drone, putting out decoys. Don't be in a centralized area. But this was apparently a manual, that, Al-Qaeda was putting out. You make the mistake of assuming that the bad guys are all complete idiots.
Oh no, you can't.
That's a bad idea.
Because obviously one of our drones landed on one of the airfields. So obviously something was done right. No, you never, you know, you always try to figure out what they could do. Not what they, you know, not what they are doing, but what they can do.
Well, you were in the military long enough to know that arrogance is the thing that'll bite you, right?
That's it. Always plan for the worst. Okay, Eddie.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hey, it's a good morning.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm getting ready.
Hey, thanks for coming aboard today.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm actually supposed to be off today. I didn't check my calendar.
Oh, well, you know what? You know what? In about 45 minutes, you're off then.
Oh, okay.
So, see, you can, you've gotten up and you've gotten moving so you can do these things.
Yeah, it's over.
Eddie McAllister, thank you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about you first. Because I know that you help a lot of people out here. So, Eddie, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, Carl, I do help a lot of people out, but my main thing is I'm not here representing my job as a community organizer. I want to make that clear. You know, working for the county, you got to make yourself clear. I'm off right now. I am off.
No, I understand. I know.
I'm off.
You work for the county, but,
yeah.
But tell us about you. That you know where you know how. You know, where you came from? Have you been from Redding your whole life? Or?
No, I'm born in North Chicago, Illinois. Home of Jack Benny.
Waukegan?
Waukegan.
Okay. Yeah,
thank you. I'm born in Waukegan, not North Chicago. That's right next door. Born and raised there. Then I went into the service in 1966. I volunteer. I'm a RA.
Regular Army guy.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what I was doing, but I just got out.
Many times I ask myself that in the middle of a certain place. What am I doing here?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when I spent 2.5 years in Germany, you know.
Oh, well.
I'm a Vietnam era vet. And then I returned and I worked for a while. Then I moved to California and went to school out there at Cal State University. Then I got married and I got two boys. And I've been living here in Redding for almost 20 years. I came from Southern California, from Torrance. Down in Southern Cal, I worked in the Youth Authority.
Uh-huh.
So that's, institution. Correctional institution.
Oh, correctional.
Yeah.
The juvies or the,
yeah.
For the juvies? Okay.
No, yeah, it was a juvenile. Youth Authority is up to 18.
Okay.
And I worked that for 10 years and then I decided to move up here. I have a cousin that lived up here and he was involved in group homes and his background was at the Youth Authority also. So I tried this out. Well, I visited many times. I liked Reading, you know, so I just I was surprised that, Youth Authority gave me a leave of absence to come, you know, check things out. I've never been back. So,
sometimes that's the way it works.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's the way God has things that planned for you. You never know. And so I've been here, you know, in Reading since 90. Nobody told me it was going to be that hot. I spent my first month in July of 90.
laying under a tree like a lizard, huh?
Well,
like I do.
Inside, and that's when the Cascade Theater was $1, so we used to go in there. It was nice and air conditioning. We had to, you know, wow, the rating's okay. You go to the movies for $1. Remember that? You know?
Oh, yeah.
So
there's still a place here in town, isn't there? I think there's a movie theater.
Movie State has a buck and a half deal, like on Saturday afternoon.
Do they? Because it was for a while. It was like during the day, it's like a dollar. At least it used to be. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So and then, so you know, and then I start working at Martin Luther King Center in '91, somewhere around there. I spent about 8 years over there. That's where I made a lot of relationships with the community. You know, through the center. The center's a good place to make relationships, especially, you know, when you put on the Dr. King birthday celebration. Everybody that's able to recognize that comes together on that particular day. So, and then I started work for the county, and then here I am, you know, still working in that neighborhood right now. I'm worked with neighborhoods, work with groups of folks, not so much individuals anymore, but groups. Groups.
Okay. We're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to continue about, you know, the work that you're doing, plus a lot of the things that are happening here, in Redding and in North State this, this week and this month, in fact. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Eddie McAllister. And we're here, we're talking about Black History Month and what's going on here in Redding and in North State. We'll be right back.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. So in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog is about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. It's Friday the 22nd, 8:25 in the morning, 42 32 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, locally owned, family operated. That's Shasta Gas Propane. They do great work for great prices. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. My guest, Eddie McAllister, we're here, we're talking Black History Month, but we're also talking about, Martin Luther King's 50th anniversary of I've Got a Dream
yes.
speech, and we're also talking about Multicultural Day.
Multicultural.
Yeah. One of the questions that you and I talk about, Eddie, we've known each other for a few years here, and, the climate. Mm-hmm. In Reading, and in North State. So many times you see things with, you know, by these little bloggers that write, oh, it's such a redneck, you know, mm-hmm. there's such a closed society. Mm-hmm. Do you find it that way?
No, you know, as say personally, you know, person, I'm almost, 66 years old, and, I came to Reading not knowing, you know, what kind of place it was. It's just, you know, it looked very nice and the price of housing was very good. But, in Reading, I've had, many people tell me, and I also tell people, it's a good place to raise your kids. So if you're single and you're not established, you know, economics is one of the things that people complain about, and there's nothing to do. There's plenty to do. You know, especially when the kids say, well, there's nothing to do in Reading, I just spin it on them. That's because I say, because you don't want to do nothing. You know,
lots of stuff to do around
here. Lots of stuff. You know, if you want to do something, I can find something for you to do. But, celebrating diversity. Now, this is great that we can talk about this because in Shasta Lake is the 10th annual Shasta Lake Multicultural Celebration. That's at CB High. That's tomorrow from 11, to, 3 o'clock.
Right.
And celebrating diversity, it starts off with a free lunch. Last year they told me they serve about 750 people. So each of the ethnic groups come together and they prepare their special dishes from their culture. So everybody gets a free lunch and gets to experience different dishes.
Uh-huh.
And then in the halls of the school they have information tables, so agencies and clubs are able to come out, and then they have culture performances from 1 to 3. But celebrating diversity, you know, you can see the diversity that's here in Reading because all these groups come together. Philippines,
there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot more than people think. That's up here. I mean, besides the white community, you might say, but, you know, African American, like you said, Filipino, Hispanic,
Southeast Asians,
Korean,
German, Korean, Filipino,
Vietnamese, Cambodian,
Italians, they'll be there with their bocce
Greeks,
ball courts.
Greeks. Well, there's a lot. You know what?
Yeah.
This is a great thing. I mean, people, you know, you're not, when I've talked to many people, as you can imagine, over the last 3 years. And the feeling I get is that Reading is a pretty open community when it comes to multicultural events and people.
Yeah, this is the 10th annual Shasta Lake Multicultural Celebration, and we still don't have a lot of those ethnic groups participating. We still have a couple groups that say, yeah, I want to, but just can't seem to get it together.
Are the Sikhs there?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Thank you. The Sikh.
Because I saw them at the 9/11 ceremony. I saw Sikhs there that were putting on had the food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They'll be bringing their food and. So, and then also in April 6th at the Mount Shasta Mall, the sheriff has been doing a multicultural celebration that started with, the other sheriff,
Pope.
There you go. Uh-huh. It started with him. So there once again, at the Mount Shasta Mall, but celebrating diversity, celebrating the fact that you are different. You have a different culture. This happens in Reading. You know, this is very significant. Last year we had a group of kids from, Liberia come. They're a children's choir.
Uh-huh.
And they came in and they performed. They go all around the country, you know, and it just was a blessing that they were able to come to Reading and they were able to be at the multicultural celebration. So here we are, a small community in Shasta County, and these kids were able to see the culture. You know, they've come before, but just to churches. So last year they were able to participate in this multicultural celebration. So that's a
pretty
big thing.
That worked out really good.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And people don't really think about it. About how many cultures we have right here in the North State. I mean, we're not a we're large in size. The county is, but I don't. But the number of people that are here that make up our community, and you know what? And so going to Multicultural Day up there in Shasta Lake tomorrow is a great idea, and the diversity and in April. I mean, these are super things to do to meet people and to see the cultures that are right here. We've got to take a quick break here for the news here in about 15 or 20 seconds.
Well, I want to say if they've had 750 people last year, people know about it.
Well, that's right. Well, that's what I mean. That's 750. Yeah. We'd like to see like 1,000 though or more this year. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Eddie McAllister is our guest. We're talking diversity, multicultural, and Black History Month. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Oscar Pistorius free on bail as he waits to go on trial for murdering his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. Fox's Greg Palcott at the Track Star's bail hearing in Pretoria, South Africa.
I was just a couple of feet away from Oscar Pistorius when the word came down that, in fact, he was free on bail. He started to cry uncontrollably behind him. His families yelped out a shout of cheer. They clearly saw this as at least a small victory.
Pistorius told to hand over passports and guns, and he's not allowed back in his home where the shooting took place. The FDA approves a new breast cancer drug targeting only those cells and not healthy ones. And joining the Songwriters Hall of Fame, sing women, sing for the year, sing. Joe Perry and Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, Mick Jones and Lou Gramm from Foreigner, among this year's other inductees. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices. Boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy, featuring big game animal mounts. Hunters bring in your horns to be officially scored at Northwest Display in Trinity Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, houseboat giveaways, splash dog competition, backcountry horsemen, Gunner the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone. March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the 27th Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KHSL CBS 12 and KNBN NBC 24, North Valley Bank, Coors Light, and this radio station.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Laura Bush is the wife of former President George W. Bush and is one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush authored the best-selling memoir, Spoken from the Heart, and post-administration commentators and readers of her autobiographical book have found that the former First Lady definitely has a mind of her own and supports a number of progressive positions. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at this event. Get your tickets now at readingcivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to readingcivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Carl and the Bot. Hey, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, where I was yesterday getting my haircut, talking to everybody down there. This is a, you know, it's a great place, you know, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. In fact, next door is they've just opened up a new beauty shop, with Bethany Schmidt and her, and she's got two other girls and three, and Linda girls in there. And what happened is we kept hearing the screaming next door of a child. And DC goes, it's first haircut. So I walk back next door, and sure enough, this little 2-year-old is surrounded by four women giving him a haircut. Now, right there, that is traumatic in my opinion. I said, why don't you just take him next door? They'll put a guns and ammo magazine in his hand and, you know, give him a lollipop and just cut his hair. Well, they all thought that was probably a good idea for next time. All right. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. And by the way, on Athens Avenue, Classic Cafe, our favorite place, Millie and Kathy, are having dinner tonight, starting at 5:00. Yeah, tonight's Eddie's eyes got big.
He's Italian, isn't he?
Yeah, they're having all types of stuff tonight. They're having their special meal. It's on the last Friday of each month. So tonight, Classic Cafe starts at 5:00. They've got a lot of good things in there.
Yeah.
Hey, my guest is Eddie McAllister, and we're talking Black History Month, but we're also talking multicultural and diversity up here in the North State, and. We're a lot more diverse than a lot of people probably think or believe.
Yeah.
But on Black History Month, this was started, 50 years or so ago.
Yes, yes.
And it's to celebrate the achievements of African Americans.
Yeah.
Of Black Americans here. And, so you've got some things here we wanted to talk about.
Well, you know, Black History Month is the month of February, and, you know, I'm working with the students out at the Shasta College. And they're, you know, students are very busy. And so what they decided to do, and this is a little bit out of the box, is, to celebrate Black History in March. Mm-hmm. Because this is the best time that they can do it. And I kind of helped them prepare for the question. Well, why are you celebrating Black History in March? Well, basically, Black History happens all the time. You know, you just can't celebrate it in one particular month, although it's designated. You know, it happens all the time, so why not celebrate it when it is best to be celebrated for them who are putting on a program or something like that? So they're having a Black History Month celebration Monday, March 18th out at Shasta College. So they students are creative and that's what they want to do. So I'm just going to help them do it. But, black community where the churches are the hub, we just had a Black History celebration last Saturday where all the churches came together and celebrated Black History. So, but there's all kinds of things that, you know, people don't know about. Especially, you know, I'm looking at a list of things that happened. I looked at it says musician and activist Harry, everybody heard of Harry Belafonte, originally devised an idea that we are the world, that as a single. That was devised by
that
Harry.
That Coke
we
commercial.
We are the world.
Right. Wasn't that Coke commercial that became extremely famous, didn't it? Or was that that was something else. But we are the world. I remember
we are the world.
He got all the artists together and they sang that. And it was to raise money for.
That single raised money for famine relief in Africa.
Okay.
The single became the fastest selling in history, making more than 20 million worldwide. So that's Harry Belafonte.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, Michael Jackson was there and Quincy Jones, you kind of thought that they, you know, put that together. But there's a lot of stuff that goes on that people don't know about, you know. Scientist and mathematician Benjamin Banneker is credited for helping design the blueprints for Washington, D.C. They say he even designed the stoplight, that type of thing.
I can go for the stoplight as long as he wasn't the stoplight camera. one of the first people killed in the American Revolution was a was a black man.
Yeah.
And I don't know if people realize that. When they had the, what was that, the Boston Massacre, and they had four or five people killed, one that was in that crowd. So, our history with the African American community, our black American community goes back
way
beyond, in the last 50 years, of course.
Yeah, getting back briefly about the multicultural celebration,
right.
You know, when we do the cultural performances, we've been doing this for 10 years. One of the things that we come in with is a bunch of flags, but we come into James Brown's Living in America, which is a great song. I helped introduce that song 10 years ago, and we use it every year. But I'm looking at, here's James Brown performing in front of a televised audience in Boston the day after Martin Luther King was assassinated. Brown is often given credit for preventing a riot on the assassination of Dr. King. So there's things that people may not remember, but there's stuff that happens, and it didn't happen in February. You know, it's could be celebrated in February.
I guess you could say it's like all history.
All history.
All history could be celebrated every month.
Mm-hmm.
And to try and to hold it to one month, and then for the, you know, it's like Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah.
Okay. But shouldn't we be aware of anything year-round that has an impact in our society, contributions of black Americans? It should be a daily thing that all of us do for anybody that contributes to our society.
You know, in contributing to Black History Month, I just remembered, because this lady got in touch with me last week. Her name is, I forgot her name. Oh, but anyway, she's having a display of black dolls, African American dolls, at the library on Saturday the 23rd at 3 or 4 o'clock.
Okay, and tomorrow.
And the dolls are on display at the library right now, and she's excited because she came to me to help to get the word out about that. But she's got a really display of very expensive dolls.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's happening.
So that's tomorrow too. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. My guest is Eddie McAllister. We're talking Black History Month, but as we've said, is that as in any, you know, as any importance of any events, it shouldn't be just limited to a month. Everybody should be thinking about our history all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl and about KCNR, 1460.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops, mistake granite things, are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard. But our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Bott. It is 8:45 in the morning, February the 22nd. 44 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. Maybe a little chance of rain tonight, and tomorrow will be great. Mm-hmm. Let me see. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Discounts for veterans. Espresso Joe's, which has the best coffee around for great prices from the baristas there. They will meet or beat any prices on tobacco in town at Tobacco and Brew. And Joe and Shelley have supported this community for well over 30 years. And I mean supported this community in so many ways that people don't even realize, because they put their actions. They don't look for people to say, to, you know, pat them on the back or anything. But they're out there. They're supporting veterans events. They're supporting community events. Mm-hmm. They're there. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Eddie McAllister is my guest. Mm-hmm. It's Black History Month, but we've gone far beyond that.
Yes.
Okay. You know, last time you're on, Eddie, and you know what? And please forgive me for this, because I'm kind of like you at this, our age, you know, the CRS, the lady. A beautiful lady that was in here, that the our older
Mrs. Isaac Lowe.
What a nice lady she is. She was just on here a few months ago.
She's 91.
You know, 91.
And we have to send our prayers up to her. I heard she was in the hospital last week. I don't know where she's at right now, but I'm sure she's.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah, she's getting up there.
What a great lady. And you know what? And she said the same thing as you. She moved here and she loves Redding. She's always been treated well.
Yeah.
In Redding. And I mean, she's been here for a long time.
Oh yeah.
And it just makes me feel, good that we've embraced a multicultural, the different cultures come in here. Now, but we did, last time we said there was all of a sudden months ago, but there was an instances of hate graffiti.
Yes.
Going up.
Yes.
And can you tell what happened after that?
Well, like I said, I think I came in and I showed you some pictures that I had taken all around town,
Right.
And, so from that, it took a little while, but the Chief Paletti and Shasta County Citizens Advocate and Respect and the Youth Violence Prevention Council put on a hate crimes conference,
right,
and invited all the people that were interested and involved, invited quite a few people, and they talked about hate crimes, you know, maybe the definition of hate crimes. And what came out of that was a better relationship with the DA's office, but a significant result of that was there's a person now who is a civil rights advocate that works with the police department, and he takes referrals from the police department, and I think I'm not exactly sure, but he will help and do follow up and help the police department determine if it's actually a hate crime, that incident is actually a hate crime.
Yeah, because some incidents that happen out there, somebody can say, oh, it's a hate crime. Well, indeed, it's not a hate crime.
Yeah.
Because people are just drunk or ignorant or whatever.
Yeah.
But there are instances where people are targeted because of not just race, but sexual orientation,
religion,
whatever.
Creed, yeah.
Okay.
So there's, you know.
So there was a positive steps were taken.
Oh, yeah.
That's the big thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That was a very, very good step. It needed to be, addressed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like I couldn't say because of the hate crime form, but this graffiti didn't continue, you know. You
stopped
don't see
after
it.
That, huh?
Yeah, you know. So I don't know if it's just it's happening mainly around summer. I don't know if it's going to come back in the summer. The people that were doing it were never caught, you know. It was against Jews and African Americans, and I think those are the main thing. And
there's ignorant people out there.
Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's ignorant people out there that.
Yeah, a Native American incident, you know, against a Native American. So it was kind of wide.
But it was directed at people of color and a religion. So, okay. Well, I'm glad, like I said, you know, we talked about it and when you came on, and then Chief Paletti met, there was positive steps taken. Yeah. There's somebody there now associated with the police department. Just to make sure is that if something does come up, they see a trend that they can tell people what's going on. Know what's going on.
Yeah, the police department and the sheriff are probably involved in it too. They're ready to address those issues and
we don't have enough room up here for that. No, there's not enough room.
No
for that.
Room for racism.
You know, we've got enough. You know, we've got enough going with the economy and a few other things that we don't need to add another layer of crap on the citizens up here or something like that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to finish up with multicultural events, and I want to talk about Martin Luther King's.
Oh yeah, thank
the,
you.
The 50th anniversary of "I Have a Dream" speech, and that. The events that are going to be happening during that time frame.
That's great.
Carl Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. We'll be right back. Small town girl,
living in a lonely world. Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner at the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center, or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Everywhere around
the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Carl Lindebach. Good morning. It's Friday. It's the 22nd, 8:55 in the morning. My guest is Eddie McAllister. We've been talking about, a lot of things. Black History Month is where we started. Of course, we got into the Multicultural Day that's going to be out at Shasta Lake at the Central Valley.
Central Valley High School.
High school, and it starts at 11 o'clock tomorrow with food.
Free food.
From a very diverse cultural groups we have here in the North State. Mm-hmm. African American, Irish, Hispanic, Italian, Sikh. Cambodian, Filipino, Korean, I mean, you name it, they're here, they're gonna be out there. And then be entertainment afterwards.
Yes.
From all the different
culture sharing, that's what
culture sharing.
Cultural sharing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
But also at the library, on display is a very extensive collection of
African American dolls.
Of dolls. At the library, which I didn't know about, which now we told
everybody.
I didn't
know about it till last Friday.
Well, now we can tell everybody. Yeah. And see what else, and then on the, well, back in April, we're having Diversity Day. That's headed up by the Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, Multicultural Celebration Mount Shasta Mall.
In Mount Shasta
Mall. All day long, 9 till 6.
And, and we've talked about that there were, hate graffiti, but it was addressed immediately by pretty soon by the city and all that, and that's been handled there. And that you believe that we have solid race relations here. And would you say that?
We have good relations. You know, it can be always worked out, you know?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Now, the big thing that you and I first started talking about was the Martin Luther King, the 50th anniversary of the Martin Luther King speech in Washington, D.C.
Yes. Just had a successful celebration of his birthday. That was on the 21st. And the Martin Luther King Advisory Board, they adopted, I even got a wristband that we are doing as a fundraiser, which is the theme of the birthday and the 50th anniversary of his speech, to see the vision, live the dream, you know. And so got the birthday celebration out of the way. So now, on Saturday, August 24th, 2013, there will be a celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Dr. King I Have a Dream speech. Location, we have several offers for location, so we're working that out. We got a little time to work that out. But it looks like it's going to be a big dinner, and everybody will be invited to come to the dinner to be as smallest cost as possible. And the theme of the dinner would be called Come to the Table of Brotherhood. So a dinner and program. So we're putting together committees, a marketing committee and a program committee here very soon. You know, our meetings are at different places. But we definitely want those who are interested in being involved in this 50th anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech to get in contact with me. My number is 524-7504. And we want them to definitely be creative and let us know what they have of the resources and their gifts. You know, I know that people have gifts of the head, the heart, and the hand.
Right.
Help us to make this a very special day. You know, 50th anniversary, also the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, where he made his speech. So very significant, you know. And so that's something that's coming up. We're very excited about it.
And we're going to be talking about that, of course, several times between now and then.
Yeah, I like to come back as we get
closer. That'll
very
happen.
Closer, yeah.
Because it's important that we all in North State, as residents and citizens of our area up here, we all get along.
Yeah,
and that we help each other.
Yeah, and that was Dr. King's dream, you know.
Well, you know,
that was his vision.
Well, that's our vision.
Yeah.
So, Eddie McAllister, thank you so much. I know it's your day off. And you can be sleeping right now.
Yeah, I'm sleeping is always over. I'm too excited now. You got me all excited.
Well, we need to get excited. So thank you very much.
Yes.
And thank you very much for coming in today. We've got, right after the news, we have our first Friday shot at, Outside the Wire. And we're going to be talking to Dr. Orly Taze. At least we believe we're going to be talking to Dr. Orly Taze, about the, the birther movement, all these lawsuits and everything. What exactly does that mean? And since every one of them has failed, what and why, essentially. And then after that, of course, is Agenda 21, but we're going to extend Agenda 21 on this week out to 2 hours. so that we can follow up and follow up some questions and some of the things they were talking about last week. Next week, politicians, we have Ray John, Dr. Ray John. This last day, he's leaving Haven Humane. Eddie.
Yeah, I just want to say the 30th of March, the 50th anniversary. No, the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day, 30th March 30th at the Vets Hall. Saturday, March 30th.
We're going to have a lot of people in before that one too. Yeah. But all these things are happening. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Hell yeah.
Which are you? You can
stand me up. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News, ready to go. I'm Pam Puso. Expect travel delays if deep spending cuts known in Washington as the sequester take effect 1 week from today.
We will need to cut nearly $1 billion. Which will affect dozens of our programs.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says dozens of airport towers could close. Republicans blame the administration for failing to reach an agreement to avoid the sequester. The National Weather Service calls it the strongest winter storm in decades to hit Kansas. A crippling snowstorm that pounded the plains continues to move east. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live from snowy Chicago.
Three deaths due to car accidents. In one, an Iowa woman's car got stuck on a steep driveway. She got out. The car slid over her, hit an embankment, and then rolled over, landing on her. Digging out of the snow, Hayes, Kansas residents where 17 inches of snow has fallen. Kansas City got about 10. Here in the Chicago area, 3 inches hit in the early morning hours.
Because it took me a little longer to clean off my car.